With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Do the show, bitch.
Welcome to Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and
me,
it doesn't scream athlete.
I know you fat bastards want to eat some of this.
With Ben Higgins.
Go to hell, pro sports.
Steven Woods.
That was incredible.
And Paul Reindel.
All right.
Get ready, tier ones.
Oh.
It's Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Do the show, bitch.
Yeah, you got it.
All right, everybody, good morning. Let's get our heads right. It is a Tuesday, September 27th. September, almost at an end. Wake me up when September ends. Ben and Woods, 97.3, The Fan. I'm Woodsy. Paul Reindel, he's our executive producer. Good morning, Paulie.
Oh, my God, this might be the hardest I've laughed before a show in a long time.
Yeah, I'm with you.
We've been busy.
We have been very busy in here. Hope to deliver you guys some gold in the 8 o'clock hour. Trying to get it all squared away. Your friendly neighborhood sports anchor is here, Benjamin Higgins. Good morning, Ben. You said you feel very well rested today. That's good.
I do. I slept really well last night. Short, but well, which is nice. And I thought it might be the opposite because I got double vaxxed yesterday. Got my Omicron and my flu shot all at once. Took my son. We all just got it done. And other than a sore arm, when it was sore, it was like, I told you that. Back in high school, you know, I'm a flincher, which led to a lot of two for flinching.
Yes.
So my arms were constantly sore. Felt like someone had just been wailing on both of my arms.
That makes me sad, Paulie.
Yeah.
It does make me
sad. I was bullied a little bit.
I was too. It's not great.
But I've slept great. I feel great this morning. I'm happy to be here. I'm looking down on my subjects from my throne here. My chair was missing this morning.
Your chair's been adios from here somehow, some way.
Somebody, I've never seen you so upset.
It was a lot like Elton John walking in without his bottled water. It really was. He was frantically looking for it. But you don't.
I arguably like the worst chair, though.
It's so true.
So it usually
is
not a problem.
Yours.
But it's the one that I'm just used to. And now I'm sitting on this one that's like 5 inches higher.
It's troublesome because now you're looking down upon me, which I know you look down upon me metaphorically.
But not literally.
Now you're literally looking down on me.
Down my nose, right at you.
You're very tall, right? You're tall anyway, but you're very tall.
Paul looks even more poor from up here.
God dang! Paul did not laugh. He is not laughing at all. Really, it sets it up, though. It sets up that whole bit. If you missed it last week, I mean, this is one of the wildest moments in Ben and Wood show history. I was thinking about it a lot over the weekend. And it also would have worked if it were me talking to Peter Seidler, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Anyone, really.
Anybody.
I mean,
literally anybody.
Other than Manny or someone sitting there talking.
It was the look of shock on Paul's face and my face last week. If you missed that, you're going to have to go back and listen. It was fantastic. You'll definitely hear it in our best of the year. Because it was one of those moments that it just doesn't come around. You can't plan for things like that. Just incredible. So everybody is in pretty good spirits. Had the night off last night, and so we're cruising through it today. I had everybody. I asked everybody if they could watch the Nolan Ryan documentary. We all managed to get through that. It was fantastic, and we're going to talk about that later in the show as well. Might even play a little game with it. If Paulie can get it together, and I think he can. He's already found several clips that you guys are really going to enjoy. Might offend some people, but, I mean, that's kind of the mark of good radio. People need to be offended. People also love to get offended. It's the new national pastime about literally anything and everything. Every day I leave this studio, I wait for a call. Or I wait to turn on Coach's show and hear somebody complaining about something I said to Coach. Just for the record, Coach isn't my dad. He doesn't care what we do on our show at all. You can just call me, or you can email me, or you can DM me. I'm very available. I'm always available. Ask any tier one out there. They've ever DM'd me. They get a response back. If you have a problem with something I said, you don't need to call Coach. Coach isn't my dad.
You don't have to wait for Coach. I can be offended. You can call me and tell me how Woods has offended you during this show.
Yeah, you can do that. So I don't try to offend. I'm not that guy. I'm not trying to be a shock jock. In fact, I think Ben says much more shocking things than I do on the air. But so, yeah, man, everything is cruising along this fine Tuesday morning.
Fine morning,
yeah,
isn't
fine
it?
Fine morning, it is. It's
fine great. Morning. You know, I caught your lovely bride.
Yes, Hannah.
Wishing a very happy birthday to her late father. She sent a tweet out this morning, and I was touched because I used to work with Lauren, her dad, at Channel 10 for many years, and always respected him greatly.
That's the common theme that I hear about my late father-in-law.
Well, he was a very nice guy. I really did enjoy him. He was wise. He friendly.
Yeah, that's the thing you hear about so many psychopaths in this business. So many. I mean, up and down, I can give you 100 names right now, people I know in this industry that are literal psychopaths.
Really,
I may be one of them.
Really talented too. Really good at his job.
Very talented. Yep.
And I heard about some of the stories behind the scenes, but I never got to see up close, you know, home Lauren Nancarrow.
Right.
And so this was like a window, as she tweeted, into her home life growing up. This from Hannah this morning. He said he had the license plate organic before anyone knew what it meant. He included our pet rooster in family photos, hand raised our Thanksgiving turkey each year, and caught rattlesnakes with his bare hands. He made his own candles and salt scrub and peanut butter. Happy birthday, Lauren Nancarrow.
Yes, I woke up this morning, and every year on the birthday, there's like a little area with his ashes and his gentleman Jack and his angel. And so, yeah.
A shrine.
A shrine. I had a picture, and I said, oh, it's your dad's birthday. I had forgotten because I'm, well, the worst. So I knew today's going to be a hard day for her, but yeah.
Do you do, let's see, is this any, have you taken up any of these traditions, just kind of the mantle and carried it forward?
No.
For Hannah?
No, let me look.
So, I know your license plate doesn't say organic.
Mine says processed, actually. Mine says processed ham is my license plate.
How did you gain all the weight?
PRCSD ham.
Any pet roosters around?
You know, that's the thing. I've had this conversation with her before. I think when she looks back, she goes, ah, that was amazing. If I brought in a rooster today and said, hey, I want you to meet Eddie. Here's our new rooster, and he's going to live amongst us. She'd slit my throat.
No. Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, everybody.
All right. Hand raised our Thanksgiving turkey each year.
There's no chance. Again, that would mean I would have birds in my backyard, which she would hate, and I wouldn't know how to take care of.
Caught rattlesnakes with your bare hands.
I am beyond terrified of rattlesnakes. Beyond.
As you should be.
Beyond.
That is impressive.
It's massively impressive.
It's bare hands.
Caught it and cooked it on the grill that night.
You make your own candles?
No.
Salt scrub?
Nope. I've used some of his salt scrub before. She gave me his very last tin, and it was ungodly good. Ungodly good.
Make your own peanut butter.
I don't. I do leave spoons and forks with peanut butter in the sink, though. Jif. So I don't do any of those things. And I do, I don't make fun of my wife because it's sad. You lose your dad. But I do say to her, I have said before, let's fast forward the tape. It's 2 o'clock on a Wednesday. You walk in the kitchen and I've got a cauldron and I'm stirring a cauldron. What are you doing? Well, I'm making salt scrub. I go, you would literally come up behind me and you'd stab me. Like in a prison shank, you would just, and I'd bleed out on the floor. I said, your mom must have been a saint to put up with, because you know there's messes. Like you can't make your own peanut butter without making a mess. And Hannah hates messes more than.
Got to break a few peanuts to make peanut butter.
Yeah, there's shells everywhere. Yeah, and you know it was like he probably shit on peanuts. And however the F you make peanut butter, I have no idea. But I said to her, I go, look, if you want me to start trying some of these things, I will. I just don't think you're going to like the result once I'm done.
You need to make a video of you
making,
you know, salt scrub or peanut butter and then post it. Girl, that would be gold.
If I make a grilled cheese, she's like, what's going on in there? I'm like, I'm making a grilled cheese sandwich. Well, make sure you clean up because there was butter left in the oven last time. I'll get it. I promise I'll get it. So, no, it's, you know, I am definitely, she definitely did not marry her father. That is a true story. He was probably very handy around the house. I couldn't be less handy at all. But I think the common thing that we share is that we both love his daughter and we both love our families. So I know he was a big family man. I try my very hardest to be the best family man I can be.
It's funny knowing both of you, having worked with Lauren and now worked with you and known you for several years, I often find myself wondering, would Lauren have liked you?
I wonder that a lot too, and I don't think he would have.
I agree. I don't think he would have. You wouldn't have been his favorite, but I think eventually he would have.
Bro, I am 14 years older than his daughter.
I think eventually he would have come around to be okay with it.
I'll tell you when. When the kids were born.
Yeah.
It would have been a rough, because I met her in 14. And Bo was born when? Bo was born in 18. It would have been a rough 4 years. It really would have been. It would have been very tough. And then when Bo came around, Lauren, Bo, which is his namesake, it would have been just like
when he saw you with the kids and doing all that, he would have been good.
100%. It's tough, you know. It's tough. He's it's hard sometimes to live in the shadow, and
he would have thought you were funny though.
I think he would have thought I was funny.
He would have enjoyed listening to the show, and he probably would have been a tier one.
Probably
had you not been married to his daughter, he would have really enjoyed the show.
Do you think he would have listened more or less?
Maybe more if he had no connection to the show. He would have enjoyed the show. He didn't show his humor as much on the air, but secretly off the air, he was funny. He would have enjoyed.
Yeah, a little crass. Too,
yeah, a little bit.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. He would have enjoyed you listening in the morning.
Trust me, man. I think about it all the time. And you know, listen, I do often think like I have to be better. I have to be. You know, I don't try to hold myself up to anybody's standard other than, you know, my own. I just want to be the best dad and husband I can be. So it is funny though. I saw that tweet this morning, Ben, and I actually thought the exact same thing that you thought. And I looked at it and I went, what would mine say? When I die, what will her tweet about me say on my birthday, July 19th? He had a license plate that said 8-R-U-D-L something. He was very messy. He had a really bad temper, yelled a lot, quick fuse, loved golf, loved baseball, loved his friends, loved his family. Not necessarily in that order.
Or maybe in that order.
Maybe in that order, yeah. Some days, yeah, absolutely right. But no, happy birthday to my late, great father-in-law, Lauren Nancaro. I do wish I would have gotten a chance to meet him, obviously, because the legend is big. The legend is large and looms large in our home a lot. And I will be honest with you, I do feel, what's the word I'm looking for? I do feel intimidated by, again, because, bro, listen, in 25 years, somebody will meet Bo And they'll be like, hey, by the way, your dad was a total dick. Somebody will say that, think that, whatever. I've never heard it.
But your grandpa, who you never met, he was fantastic. Amazing.
Yeah, I've never heard it about him, ever. And I, you know, there's people like, oh, isn't so-and-so really nice? I'm like, that guy? Yeah, he's fantastic. Right? I mean, the legend sometimes looms larger. Not in this case. It's very, very strange to live a life in this industry and out in the public, and really no one disliked him. No one. It's wild. Like, 100% approval rating. They say you can't make everybody happy. If somebody doesn't like him, I've never heard from him. Never once. Every person I meet, he touched in that way. So, yeah, big shoes to fill, obviously, for your old pal Woods here, but doing the best that I can. And happy birthday again to my late father-in-law, Lauren Nancaro.
Well, we should have a good Tuesday show. Obviously, no Padres game last night, but we're getting ready for the final nine-game homestand of the year that starts tonight. Have a couple of baseball guests coming up for you on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline at 7:35. Mike Petriello, I know we do Eno every week, but Mike's another smart baseball guy. Writes for MLB.com now, and it's been a while since we've talked to him. Get you ready for these final pennant races, the postseason coming up. Look at the MVP races, whatever we can think of to ask Mike. That's coming up at 7:35. And, of course, it's Tuesday. It's Jesse Agler. It's the voice of the Padres. We need an incorporator voicemail if you want to leave one. A second-to-last Tuesday of the season here. You can call the voicemail line. Leave your incorporator vocabulary word for Jesse at 619-798-4892. That's 619-798-4892, open 24 hours a day. It's been a couple of weeks. He was on TV last week, so try to get a good one here for Jesse at the end of the season. We'll talk with him at 8:35. All guests appear on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. You lost your Daily Diddy selection for today.
This sucks.
To listener Joe.
I hate this.
Who beat you yesterday on Take on Wood. So we'll get Joe's pick.
Man, I feel like if I got to give up a ditty every day, I should at least get the category. That's also said from a man who is on a terrible, terrible Take on Wood streak right now.
You just need to get out of your own head.
I need to get out of my phone.
Maybe a win today. We'll see what happens at 7 o'clock, but try to turn things around. This hour of Ben and Woods brought to you by Senior Grubbies in downtown Carlsbad and Oceanside. Check out their daily happy hour from 3 to 6. Hashtag EatGrubbies and EatGrubbies.com. Come back with that daily ditty. Going to talk a little bit about that cool Facing Nolan documentary on Netflix as well that we all watched yesterday. Recommending it highly, I think, from all three of us. Coming up on Ben and Woods, good morning to you. Let's get our first check of traffic right now with Kelly on 97.3 The Fan.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
That is a listener selection right here, is it not?
Joe, yeah, Joe's pick.
Joe whipped my ass up and down the court yesterday, or the diamond, or the gridiron, whatever you want to call it, the studio. Went with a song from the Style Council. What's the name of the song, Paulie?
My Ever-Changing Moods.
I can relate. Do you know the Style Council, Ben?
I don't, or but I don't mind this. I like this.
It's good.
Yeah.
There's a guy named Paul Weller. Legend in Britain. He's in a band called The Jam. This is a little project that he did. And I was a big Jam fan. I am a big Jam fan. I did not get much into the Style Council, but I am now. Learn something new every day.
You don't make your own peanut butter, but you're a big Jam fan.
I'm a big Jam fan. Oh, did you get that?
Thank you. Hey, you can win your own Daily Diddy selection by defeating Woods.
Nice work, Joe.
And take on Woods, good just pick. Like Joe did yesterday. Speaking of yesterday, so many things to get to on a Monday. There's always some stories that fall through the cracks.
Yes.
There was the announcement yesterday, kind of quietly, that they are getting rid of the Pro Bowl in the NFL. No more. And by the way, long overdue. Just the dumbest of all-star games. It's always been the dumbest coming after the season the way it did. Then they tried to move it between the AFC and NFC championship games and the Super Bowl.
That was a terrible idea.
That didn't work either, because then you're missing all the players who make it to the Super
all
Bowl.
All the good players.
But it didn't matter because you didn't care anyway about that game whatsoever. Now, what they're going to do instead remains to be seen whether this is a good idea either. But what do they call it? The Pro Bowl games. It's going to be, you know, skills competition, flag football, just the cheesy stuff that goes along with the Pro Bowl without playing the actual game. I'm not going to criticize that, though, because I think getting rid of the game is actually a step forward for pro football.
I agree. If you liked the Pro Bowl, liked it, like I can't wait for the Pro Bowl, I'd like to interview you. I would.
I don't. I think it's like if you didn't like Lauren Nancaro, it might be the same person who liked the Pro Bowl.
The Pro Bowl.
They just don't exist out there.
I didn't see any discourse about it. Didn't see anybody getting upset. Here's the only, when I saw the headline that came out about this going on, I thought to myself immediately, do we need a week? Do we need a week of these? Because it said a week, but I don't know what the festivities entail.
Yeah, is it a standard calendar week? Is it a long four-day weekend type thing? I have no idea.
I mean, you spend more time in Hawaii than anyone I've ever met. You have a Hawaiian shirt on today, actually, Mr. Tommy Bahama himself. Tommy, do you need to be there for a full week, but we don't need to see stuff on TV with these guys every day.
I don't. I feel like that would be overkill.
Paulie, are you old enough to remember, like, the battle of the network stars and stuff on television?
A little bit, yeah.
People watched that.
And they had athletes. They had, like, OJ and Marcus Allen.
But also, like, soap opera stars. And,
yeah, Victor from All My Children. You're like, hey, he's got a pretty good arm there, buddy. Like, it was really...
It was quite a cast.
Yeah. It was very, very weird. I have fond memories of it. Probably, if you put it on now, I'd be like, why am I watching a TikToker take on, you know, freaking... whoever from some football team. I wouldn't care now, but when I was a little kid, I liked it. So skills competitions are kind of fun to watch those guys. It'll be like Justin Herbert 30 yards away throwing, you know, breaking plates or something. I have no idea. I would watch that a little bit. I think that's pretty cool. Probably gamble on it as well.
It's weird. Like when American Gladiator first came
out. Loved it.
Loved that show. That was fantastic. You had no idea who any of these people were.
Oh,
they were playing dodgeball and doing obstacle courses.
But it was badass, though.
It was so cool when it first came out.
But like everything, they make it too long, they switch it up too much, and they can't ever just let a good thing be. You know, they just can never let a good thing be. Not that the Pro Bowl was a good thing. It wasn't. It wasn't a good thing. It was not a good product. Guys didn't want to play in it anymore. They're all rich as F. They can all buy trips to Hawaii anytime they want to go. So whereas, Ben, in 1984, you know, guys probably making $60,000 a year, and they're like, hey, week in Hawaii at the end of the year. Yeah, kind of something to play for there. But not anymore. It's just, it's really lost any luster that it ever had. So I was pleased to see it going away. Peyton Manning and his production company are going to be kind of the guys that are running it, which I, you know, it's fine. I think
he's got a good head for football, obviously, and kind of knows. And I think they'll set up some cool stuff. So I'm not going to crap on it until I see the new product.
The power rankings of the four All-Star games have always been so very, very clear.
It's just massively clear.
Baseball, one. With, like, a bullet, not even that close. Basketball, two.
Yeah, because you have the dunk contest and the three-point contest.
Yeah, there's some cool parts to it. The game, generally, kind of meh, but sometimes it gets exciting in the fourth quarter, especially since they added the Elam ending. Hockey, it's three. It's not real hockey. That's the problem. They're not checking. They're not doing what really you do in the sports.
But their skills competition's cool as hell.
It is. And then football was always four. Yep. And it was so clear what the rankings were in All-Star games and really still are. And finally, the one that's been at the bottom has just given up. Sometimes, you know what? Sometimes it's okay to give up.
Okay, I
know that's
punt.
That's not the advice that we're supposed to give. You're always supposed to, hey, keep trying until you make it work.
No.
You just need to try harder. No, sometimes you just need to give up. And I think the NFL, after decades, has acknowledged, yeah, this has never worked. It's never going to work. We need to do something different.
Couldn't agree more. Excited for the new format. I'll say that. I'm excited to see, and I will not dump on it until I see what it looks like.
And it'll probably need some work the first time out as well, but... Yeah, we didn't get to that yesterday, so I thought I'd bring it up. All right, no game last night. We all watched the Facing Nolan documentary on Netflix, and I learned a ton about Nolan Ryan. Now, I mean, I also knew a lot going in as well, and some things were expected, but there was definitely some nuggets that I gleaned and some good stuff to talk about as well. If you were a fan of Nolan, I mean, who kind of wasn't?
I know.
He was never on one of my teams, but you always liked to see Nolan Ryan pitch. I definitely went to at least four or five Nolan Ryan games growing up.
In Anaheim?
When he was with the Astros and would pitch against the Padres at the Murph, I remember seeing him pitch in person. So
I've seen him pitch so many times as a kid growing up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. But this brought back so many crazy memories. From back in the day, and if you got a chance to watch it, we'll talk about it next. It's on Netflix, Facing Nolan. Fantastic.
It's coming up with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Every film you've ever seen fills the spaces up in your dreams. That reminds me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You can always listen to the soothing sounds of Jesse Agler and Tony Gwynn Jr. called Padres Baseball right from your phone on the free Odyssey app. Download it today. Of course, you'll hear Jesse this morning at 8:35 as he makes his weekly appearance here on Ben and Woods. And then tonight, 6:40, first pitch, Padres and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Woods, will it be any different this time around? I think the Padres are 4-12 against the Dodgers this year.
Dunno.
Got their three best, it looks like, pitchers lined up for the series. Not officially on Thursday is it going to be Yu Darvish. Bob Melvin hasn't made that announcement. But Snell, Musgrove, and then if you skip Manaea, you go with Darvish on regular rest, and you give your top three pitchers against that Dodgers lineup. Now, they've done fairly well against even the top pitchers that the Padres have thrown out there this season, because they're a good lineup that does that to every team.
Yeah, you wonder what the Dodgers are playing for, other than, you know, pride and wanting to stay sharp and stay the best team in baseball and all that.
Does it mean anything if the Padres win 2 out of 3 or sweep the series? Does that carry over? Is that important for a potential playoff meeting? Or,
I mean, the only thing
is it simply toward clinching a playoff spot?
The only thing it matters is that you need to win ball games this time of year. That's the only thing that matters.
No symbolism at this point in the season.
None whatsoever. And if, hey, let's say the heavens shine upon us and we go out and sweep the Dodgers, doesn't mean I'm going to sit in here and go, ooh, bring on the Dodgers in the, you know, NLCS or whatever, however the playoffs may shake out. I think it's good for a team's confidence. I think it's good for a fan base's confidence. But, man, again, and if there's never been a more perfect example of how October is different, it's the Los Angeles Dodgers and their 700 division titles in a row with one little tiny 60-game season World Series. I mean, if they are not the cautionary tale of baseball, I don't know what is. It is a slight, but it's a true slight. It just goes to show you how hard it is to do it, and it just goes to show you that on paper means nothing come October. Weird things happen in October. The ghosts of Fenway Park and Yankee Stadium and Dodger Stadium rear their heads, you know, all the time in postseason baseball. And so I use them as a cautionary tale. Winning 12 division titles in a row would be great. But winning some World Series mixed in there, you know, at least 3 would be way better. That's what the Giants did. I mean, the Giants have done it the right way. That's the kind of team you want to model yourself after.
Compare the Giants of the 2010s to the Atlanta Braves of the 1990s. The Braves, who won division titles every year. But won one World Series.
You could bank it. I mean, you literally could bank. You could bet your house on it.
As opposed to the Giants, who would alternate making the playoffs and not making the playoffs. But when they got there, they won 3 World Series titles. I mean, you got to go with the 3 rings, right?
Every
as opposed to the consistent
time.
Success.
Every single time. And you can ask. We've talked to them all. Greg Maddux. We talked to him during the pandemic. We've talked to John Smoltz. Who else did we talk to from that rotation? We talked to Smaddux. We talked to Maddux, Smoltz. Did we talk to somebody else?
I don't think we've talked to Smoltz. We talked to Maddux.
And
Glavin.
We didn't talk to Smoltz? I thought we did.
I think he's the
lone holdout.
I'm pretty sure we didn't have Kevin Millwood on the
show. We did not have Kevin Millwood, but I think we made that joke too. But no, I mean, ask those guys. I think they said it. Yeah, we should have won more. Yeah, you had the best pitching in the world by far. But it just goes to show you, man, the entire scoreboard just clicks to zero. All your stats just go to zero. It's crazy to think about.
Like, then there's the turn of the century year. Yankees, who put it both together. They dominated the regular season, and they got it done with, 4 World Series titles?
We did have all 3 of them. We were waiting for Chipper. We never had Chipper Jones.
Never had Chipper Jones on. I'm fine with that. So it just goes to show you how hard it is to do.
I mean, ask Nolan Ryan. We're about to talk about Chasing Nolan. Won a ring 1969 with the Miracle Mets as a rookie. Never again. Did not win another World Series. 26 more seasons, 25 more seasons, whatever it was. Was not able to get another World Series ring in his career.
Yeah, no question, man. It's incredibly difficult. You need a lot of things to break your way. You can have the best talent in the world and not win it. It's the way it goes in October. So nothing's going to surprise me at all. So I think, you know, though, Ben, we need wins. You know, most importantly, because you don't want to have to count on Milwaukee to lose or Philly to lose. You want to handle your business.
And I don't want to have to sweep the Giants the last 3 or anything like that. Please get it done. Hopefully my target would be Sunday, Monday at the latest.
Yes, agreed.
I don't want to get into Tuesday or Wednesday next week, the last couple of days of the season.
No,
still needing to clinch that playoff spot.
I don't want to either, and so you do need to find a way to scratch out a couple of wins.
Obviously, no games yesterday that had implications on the National League wildcard race, so the Padres' magic number still at 6. Tonight, You got the Padres game. You got the Brewers opening with the first of two against the St. Louis Cardinals in Milwaukee. Miles Michaelis on the mound against Adrian Hauser at 5:40. And you have the Phillies, who are a game and a half behind the Padres for that second wild card spot. They are at Wrigley Field to take on the Cubs. Zach Wheeler against Marcus Stroman at 4:40. So you got three games tonight that impact the National League wild card race. We're going to talk more about the Nolan Ryan documentary, though. If you haven't seen it yet, it's called Chasing Nolan on Netflix. We'll get into that after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. First of all, Woods, thanks for making me watch that.
You're welcome.
You said, hey, nothing going on last night. See if you can sneak it in. And even though it is an hour and 40 minutes,
you asked
it
me.
Went by quickly.
He did. He goes in the text thread. He goes, hey, how long is it? I go, it's like an hour. And I looked, and because I watched it for the third time last night. I watched it twice over the weekend. I thought it was phenomenal. And I go, oh, crap, it's an hour 41. So I felt bad about that. But then I put it on, and the next thing you know, it's over. It goes by really, really quickly. I thought it was such a well-done documentary.
And there's been a lot of good sports documentaries lately,
oh, yeah?
Whether it's the series, The Last Dance, The Captain, individual ones. Paulie's still talking about the O.J. Amazing documentary
Incredible.
That they did.
Just
10 hours of really great stuff. But this one definitely goes up there, I thought, with one of the better ones that I've seen. And I think part of it is because while we all think we know so much about Nolan Ryan, you know, seven no-hitters, the strikeout record, just the Texan, the Robin Ventura fight, and they cover all of that, I guess I realized I didn't know that much. I mean, a lot of his career happened before I was born.
Yep.
Going back to 1969 when he got his first call-up as a 19-year-old.
19 years
with
old.
With the New York Mets, who were making that amazing, the Mazin Mets, Miracle Mets World Series run in 1969.
Yeah, and I thought one of the cooler, not to spoil it, you'll see it if you watch it, it's history, so it's kind of hard to spoil things that actually happened. But I thought one of the cooler parts about the documentary was they're in the, back then it was the, was it the NLCS? It was a three-game series, right?
Yeah, I think it was the first NLCS.
The first NLCS. It's the Mets against the... Who were they beat
Who
to get to the
playing?
World Series? I'm losing my mind. So it doesn't matter. He had not had a good year, a rookie year. He'd been wild. He's hitting guys. He's walking guys like crazy. But he had electric.
Braves.
Electric stuff. Electric stuff from this young man. Well, their starter goes out, gives up two in the first couple of innings. And we talked about it yesterday on the show, Ben. Bob Melvin's got to manage differently in the playoffs. If Clev goes out and gives up two in the first, he may be gone. And it may be Sean Manaea, Nick Martinez, and the kitchen sink just to stay alive. Gil Hodges decides, I'm going to go to the young, wild fireballer, Nolan Ryan, to see if he can keep these Braves at bay and see if our offense can catch up. And they said in the documentary, even his own teammates are like, what are you doing, dude? Like, it was palpable. They didn't want him in the
game. They were
the
up 2-0 in the series. It's like, okay, we're punting.
We're
on
punting.
Game three,
yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, we're going to punt. And Nolan Ryan goes out there and pitches his ass off, finishes the game. And it was kind of his moment. And he knew kind of right then he belonged. They jumped on him, they mob him, the whole bit. And then they get to the World Series and they win the World Series in his first year, 1969, the Mazin Mets. And I found it interesting, too, the smallest town, Alvin, Texas. He's as country as it gets. He's in New York City. And you know he's like, what the hell am I doing here? Like, it just wasn't the fit for him.
And I guess I knew, obviously, that he won a World Series with the Mets. And I guess I just figured, and then after that, he was Nolan Ryan. And he went on and he struck out so many guys and had such an amazing career. It was pretty much dominance from there on. I didn't realize that the reason he left the Mets for the Angels after a couple of seasons was traded was because he wasn't very good
right.
at all.
And
with the New York Mets, he was too wild. He could not, lock in any mechanics or delivery, any consistency in that, 1970-71 seasons with the Mets. And they had pretty much given up on him and said, all right, we're going to ship him off to California to the Angels because we can't seem to figure it out for this kid with an amazing arm, but really no ability to pitch on the big league level.
Well, and it was there that he found his first pitching coach, had never had a pitching coach, just was a tall, skinny drink of water that had an arm, you know, the thunderbolt from the gods, and just could throw harder than anybody. Just couldn't, had no idea where it was going. Finds a coach that works on, with him on his mechanics. Well, wouldn't you know, Nolan Ryan, the California Angels, I believe at the time, Ben, just starts to throw no-hitters. The strikeout numbers start to rack up, the likes of which they hadn't seen since Sandy Koufax, and he just starts blowing records out of the water. And it wasn't necessarily comfortable in California either. Wanted always to be back in Texas, and did manage to find his way back to the Astros, you know, and then, of course, the Rangers, where I used to see him pitch all the time. And the rest was history, man. The records that he holds, I mean, they're staggering. And they talk about the innings pitched, you know, when he was in with the Angels, the three seasons he was there or something, 900 innings, 60 wins in 3 years, 900 innings. Like, when he took the ball, he said, when I take the ball, I'm finishing the game. They would come out to try to take him out. He'd go, I feel like ass, but I'm sure a lot better than that guy you got warming up down in the bullpen. And so he'd just finish. He'd finish with a bloody lip. He'd finish with bone chips in his elbow. Like, he's a throwback. And you know what it got me thinking? It's unfair. It's unfair, but I'm going to say it anyway. What if pitchers today worked as hard as he did? Honestly, like the work that he put in, they showed what he did between, like he would pitch on a Sunday, and then on Monday he was weightlifting. He would ride 2 hours on the bike, then go run, then lift weights. He did it every day except for the day before he pitched. What if pitchers today worked that hard? That hard. Imagine what they could be.
In 27-year career, he started 807 games. 222 of those were complete games. So a quarter of his games, a quarter of his starts, he went the distance.
It's bananas.
See, now, I don't know, though, that Nolan Ryan in the modern game, I mean, there's things that would be different. The guy who's warming up in the bullpen isn't a failed starter who has no arm and shouldn't be in there. The guy warming up in the bullpen is throwing 101, coming back in with nasty movement.
So is Nolan.
Yeah, but in the eighth inning, he can't say... He wouldn't be able to say today, oh, well, even me at 80% is way better than the guy you've got out there in the bullpen.
Well,
that's not the case anymore.
But here's the thing. We often play that game of, hey, how would he do in the modern era? Do you know how Nolan Ryan would do in the modern era? Really well. High velo, ridiculous exploding curveball. You see his curveball? They showed, oh, my God. The changeups that he would pull out and get guys leaning. He'd be an ace today.
But
he is absolutely.
He also was walked the most batters in baseball history.
Because he could.
And you wonder with batters like, you know, Juan Soto and the plate discipline that has become even more prevalent, if that would have been even more of a problem for Nolan Ryan. Like, all right, just wait this guy out. You know, more walks, a tighter strike zones with the umpires being. Yeah, you saw some of those strike calls that he got.
I saw the one
during
Ricky
the documentary.
Henderson, yes, yeah. I did.
Like,
see the
are
one
you
Ricky
kidding
Henderson.
Me? There's no way that gets called a strike nowadays
well,
with the umpires getting graded on those boxes after the games.
Oh, when has that stopped an umpire from making an absolute piss poor call? I think he is one of the few guys that you could pluck him in his prime now and put him at throw him out tonight, and he would be fine.
But I also, watching the documentary, wonder if this era wouldn't have also been kinder to him. One of the amazing stats, and one that
like you said, this is the strikeout era.
Well, yeah, and one of the things that almost none of his, you know, contemporaries realized was that Nolan never won a Cy Young Award.
Never.
In all of those seasons, despite some unbelievable statistics. And I wonder if this year around, he had 1 year later in his career where he led the league in ERA and strikeouts.
Yes.
You do that nowadays. You know, that's a Jacob DeGrom. It's you're almost guaranteed to win the Cy Young Award.
But
he
then,
didn't come close because you know what his
record
was?
Eight and sixteen.
He got no run support whatsoever.
Jacob DeGrom has won Cy Youngs with records like that.
Nowadays, we kind of ignore the record. But back then, he had no chance at 8-16 to win a Cy Young Award, despite the lowest ERA and the most strikeouts in all of baseball.
How many years? 25, 26 years?
What was it, 27, Paulie?
27-year
career, his lifetime ERA, guys, 3.19. All of those innings pitched, all of those walks that we talked about, led the league, led the world in walks, his lifetime ERA was 3.19. He could walk three guys, strike out the side, probably did it 1,000 times. Fascinating look at just an old school throwback type of guy that, you know, literally couldn't, that one of the, on the day he threw one of his no-hitters, woke up, couldn't lift his arm, couldn't brush his hair, couldn't brush his teeth. He said, yeah, I had bone chips in my elbow. So I.
So nowadays, you wouldn't even take the mound on a day like
you're
that.
No, you're shut down.
But Nolan Ryan was afforded that latitude, and it was a different era as well. So he got to go out and pitch and realize, I can pitch well through this.
He started to warm up. The chips shifted where they needed to shift, and he went out through a no-hitter. Stupid, man. We'll never see another one like
that. Well, and that's why. I mean, with the training staff and how careful they are with pitchers, no chance they would let a guy go.
No.
Because in a lot of guys, it would lead to a major injury. Nolan avoided those until the very end of his career. He avoided those major injuries and was able to pitch through. He called it discomfort.
Some people call it pain. I call it discomfort.
He just took a couple of Advil.
Give me a little Advil. He like tore his hamstring and was like, just pitch through it. He's like a bull. He was a bull. I loved it. I thought it was so, so good. And highly, highly recommend a watch on Netflix. It goes by so fast.
All right. We might have some more on this later in the program, but 7 o'clock hour is coming up next. We got a game of Take on Woods. Had Monday Night Football last night. I don't know if anyone, I did watch some of the Cowboys and Giants from MetLife Stadium. We can wrap up week 3 of the NFL season as well. All coming up next with Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.